Much is different this summer at Saratoga Racecourse. While there are no fans in the stands, there is still an announcer in the booth calling the races. 4 decades since he started working for the New York Racing Association, John Imbrial is now announcing its premier meet full-time.
Close time in 3 minutes.
Head up some stairs tucked away next to the clubhouse at Saratoga Racecourse, and you'll find the announcer booth. With enough room for a desk, a couple chairs, and his microphone, stands John Imbrial, also known as Johnny I, preparing for the next race.
Stop war and peaceful. Is that an exacta for you, or what?
This is the second Friday of the Saratoga meet, the 32nd day of live racing in the NYRA season that started late at Belmont because of the pandemic.
And they're off. From the inside, it's stopped.
Binoculars up to the glass, it looks like Imbrial is calling for nobody. Just below the announcer booth, the security staff, a select group of owners and members of the press watch the race. Imbrial's calls are still heard on speakers throughout the grounds and on simulcast.
It's peaceful, trying to hang in there. Less than a 16th of the finish, peaceful. Kicks clear to lead by two, and peaceful is the winner. Sparkling Sky was second, photo for third.
After a lifetime of work in racing and even a short-lived retirement, this is Imbrial's first season as NYRA's main announcer.
Only took me 40 years, but you know, you never know.
Imbrial says he was hooked by horse racing in 1978 when he saw Affirmed take the Triple Crown at Belmont.
I still have a winning ticket. It's my last winning ticket, probably.
42 years later, Imbrial called the Belmont Stakes, normally the last jewel of the Triple Crown. It came first this year, with the Preakness and Kentucky Derby set for the fall. That 78 Belmont remains Imbrial's favorite race as a fan.
It was a great rivalry between Affirmed and Alidar. Young jockey Steve Cawthon rode Affirmed. They had some tremendous battles, probably the best rivalry in the history of horse racing. He was a chestnut, which I think is the most attractive color for horses. And he just got me. It's like your first love.
Imbrial saw Affirmed and Alidar face off again in the Travers at Saratoga later that summer. With aspirations to become a race caller, the next year Imbrial won an announcer's contest.
The gig was that it wasn't to get a job as an announcer, it was to get a job in the press office.
So, in 1979, at age 24, Imbrial started working for NYRA.
That was before computers, and we used old typewriters, and, you know, we did the first media guide and things like that.
Marshall Cassidy became NYRA's head announcer that same year. Eager to get into the announcer booth himself, Imbrial would walk over from the press box to study with his new mentor.
I would go next door, primarily at Aqueduct, and do a race into a microphone, into a recorder, and then I would take the tape, go in with Marshall. He had made the real call. Go in with him, and he would review it with me as we watched the replay.
In 1990, Tom Durkin became NYRA's announcer, and Imbrial became his backup.
At the time, we were running 6 days at Saratoga, so he would occasionally take a Monday off. I'd get to call those kinds of days. So, you know, I was able to get my share of time calling races, you know, at all three tracks.
On the desk in Imbrial's announcer booth is a package of colored markers. Like Durkin, Imbrial marks up the program to match the colors on the jockeys and horses. Imbrial says Durkin encouraged him to find his own voice.
He's actually, the phrase he used was, "Don't listen to me," which whatever job I was doing, you had to listen to him. He was the race caller. But what he was saying was, you know, create your own style.
Imbrial worked as a backup until his brief retirement in 2005. In 2007, he followed Larry Colmus to become winter announcer at Aqueduct. When Durkin retired in 2014, Colmus was named NYRA's next lead announcer. 6 years later, after 4 decades of preparing for the role, Imbrial's dream to become head announcer came true. Calling the Belmont Stakes in June was a highlight, but like many at Saratoga Racecourse, Imbrial has his own reasons as to why the Spa is his favorite track.
If we were in Saratoga for 6 months, well, it might not be as special. We're here for 40 days. That's it, 40 days of racing. You just look forward to it, and from a racing standpoint, we get the top horses, the top jockeys, the top trainers, you know, and in a condensed period of time. So, yeah, Saratoga is the number one for me.
And while those on track think it's strange to hold a fanless racing season, both at Belmont and Saratoga, Imbrial is getting used to it.
I think we're now starting to get to the point where we are not thinking on a daily basis of the no fans. We've accepted it, that's what it is, and now we've had it for 6 weeks now, including the start of Belmont.
Even though fans have been shut out of Naira's tracks because of the pandemic, it doesn't mean they aren't watching and wagering. The All Sources handle was up at Belmont and the first week at Saratoga. At the meet that continues through Labor Day, Imbrial says he gives each race his all.
Because there are literally thousands of people that have something riding on that race, whether it be the owners, the trainers, the jockeys, the grooms, the backstretch people, the gamblers. Somebody's got something on any particular race that you might be doing. It might not be, you know, a grade one race or any kind of a graded stakes, but it's important to somebody. So that next race is the one I've got to put my commitment to.
Reporting from Saratoga Racecourse for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.